Presidents do criticize or praise industries, but it's rare for one to target an individual company. Teddy Roosevelt did it, so did John F. Kennedy, and now President-elect Donald Trump with his comments on Carrier, Ford, Boeing. And Trump has taken what many presidents have done, try to influence business leaders behind closed doors, into the public eye. NPR's Sonari Glinton has a look.
Let's begin this story by getting into the Wayback Machine. I'll set the dial for April 11th, 1962.
President Kennedy devotes the greater portion of his news conference to criticizing the major steel companies.
John Kennedy is the president. Inflation is a real worry, and U.S. Steel wants to raise the price of steel, which would effectively raise the price of everything with steel in it. Remember, it's the 60s and before plastics got really big.
United States Steel and other leading steel corporations increasing steel prices by some $6 a ton constitute a wholly unjustifiable an irresponsible defiance of the public interest.
This move was popular at the time, and Kennedy laid it on.
Some time ago, I asked each American to consider what he would do for his country. And I asked the steel company. In the last 24 hours, we had their answer.
Well, in general, presidents have been reluctant to do that.
Bruce Shulman is a presidential historian at Boston University. He says presidents don't usually want to waste their power by picking small fights.
Presidents since McKinley have been loath to involve themselves at this kind of micro level, and especially because they don't want to appear to be giving a competitive advantage to one company or another.
Shulman says these sorts of moves are popular with the general public in the short term, but over time,
chief executives of these corporations have a long memory, and they're not going to trust a president that interferes in the day-to-day aspects of their business this way.
President-elect Donald Trump has threatened Ford about moving jobs to Mexico, the same with Carrier, and last week he criticized Boeing for a $4 million contract for Air Force One that doesn't exist.
So from a persuasion standpoint, what he's doing is a masterclass.
So you're Scott Adams, and
I'm the creator of the Dilbert comic strip, and I've been writing and blogging about Donald Trump for the past year based on my knowledge of hypnosis and persuasion technique.
Adams says Trump isn't really acting like a politician. He's acting like a CEO, and he's doing what a CEO would do in the first weeks on the job.
You want to show immediate competence in a way that everybody can understand. So if the first thing that Trump did was, let's say, something about TPP, nobody would understand what he did or why it was useful. But if you say, I'm going to Ford, I'm going to save this many jobs, everybody has a crystal clear idea of what that is. So from a persuasion standpoint, that is just perfection. From a how many jobs did you save and did it really make a difference to the country? Well, not much. But as a message, it's extraordinary.
Julia Zari is professor of political science at Marquette University in Milwaukee. She says it can help a CEO to act unpredictably, especially when negotiating. But she says presidents usually worry about instability.
You can't really know what's going on. You can't really understand the other person's motivations. And I think that's something that we ought to take really seriously.
The other thing Azari says is what happens when the plant closes in your town and the president is too busy. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.